Okay, as we continue our preview to the Donegal Rally this coming weekend, we're going to focus in on the national event. And joining me in studio is the guys that will be the first modified car on the road on Friday afternoon in the Toyota Corolla. That's Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. You're welcome to the studio, guys.
All right, yeah.
Well, Kevin, Jurgen seated as number one in the national in the two-wheel drive category. You're still waiting on your first bike finish in Donegal. Is there any pressure on you this year, carrying that in your bag?
Yeah, there is. First car out in the road, I suppose it's always that one where you're kind of coming in and you're a wee bit lost at the end of the stage, seeing how the rest of them, because hey, there's 20 cars behind us that any one of them could be quickest out of the blocks. We enjoy it. Hey, we're happy to be even slotted up there, with the kind of list entry that's there. Hey, we have to be happy with where we're set up.
Yeah, it's a serious entry list in the National Rally, because really one of 25 cars could be the one to take victory on Sunday, and it's a very, very impressive field, so it is.
Oh, no, it's madness. Hey, I don't think, hey, I can't think from my rallying career anyway that there's literally 23, 24 2.5 cars one after the other coming out in Donegal, there's only kind of the first wave of them. There's yeah, a few more back the field, but no, it's madness now.
Okay, where would you like to be then come the end of the first day heading in into day two with all these guys chasing you down? You're seated at number one. What's your plan of attack going to be?
Listen, Donegal, it is a marathon, but at the same time you can't be left behind. There's a couple of Darians there. It'll be interesting to see what way they can kind of come out of the blocks on Friday. They're gonna be tough work, I think, on Saturday and Sunday. So I think we have to do a bit of work on Friday too. We don't want to be too far off the boil. But listen, hey, if we're thereabouts, we'll kind of be happy enough to try and carry it through. But it'll be trying to get to Sunday evening is the difficulty too, as we know ourselves.
Yeah, because it's a long event. How sore is it on the Corolla? Well, you haven't got the Corolla yet to the finish. You've had your problems in recent years, as we know, in Nocala last year. So is your car strong enough to compete right at the front for a full 3 days then?
Yeah, you can't take risks on the kind of level in the field that we're in. Unfortunately, you just have to, when you kind of come to Donegal, the car basically gets near enough 0 miles, shafts, box, clutch, brakes. You kind of go prepared for Donegal 3 days and a bit of heat sore on every part of the car, but actually, listen, Bobby Sharkey and the boys run the car and have full confidence in everything they do. She's not going to, there's nothing left to second thought by the looks of it anyway. So,
where's your car at? Now, we know the car has won and has been successful in the National and in the Tarmac Championships in recent years, and you've taken top championship points in a couple of events already this year, like West Cork and Easter. But the type of stages that Donegal is it going to suit the Corolla more compared to the likes of the Darians and the Escorts? Is it the tight stuff that you want this Corolla to perform in, or how's it going to perform in the big open roads, which some of the stages are?
I think the Corolla now, there's not much of an I don't think the Corolla has much of an advantage over any Escort or any kind of a disadvantage. It's more or less the same running gear as a Mark II Escort, but I seem to personally enjoy the kind of the fast flow and stuff, where maybe a couple of crests and bumps and a couple of chances that way. I kind of seem to have the car set up to handle over the kind of the bumpy stuff very good and very well balanced. So we like to kind of take a few risks there on that kind of stuff. But Achtadarian would have a bit of a weight advantage. So, when we get to open up on the Nocala and stuff like that there, they're really going to put the pressure on there. You have Kevin Goller and Darcy and Ian Barrett. They're going to be tough work. But hey, there's 20 other cars, just to say, Escorts every bit, they're going to be every bit as tough work. But it will be tough all weekend now. So we'll just see how we can fare through it.
Yeah. We'll bring in your co-driver, your navigator, Chris Melly. You have sat together for a while, really, since you started rallying, but there was a couple of years that there was opt-outs there. But Chris, what's it like for you now this week and the lead-up? We're talking here just a day before it, the Thursday morning. This is the day that the cars go through scrutiny. You are going to go out now and make the adjustments to the end of your notes. What's a navigator's feeling going on now, just 24 hours out from the start of an event?
I was saying the most excitement building, we've done a good recce so far and a couple of finishing touches today. As Kevin said, running number one modified in the road, we need to take the positives out of that as well. Yeah. It's a privilege to be there. So no, really looking forward to it. I think the weather's going to be a mixed bag for us here, so it's going to give us challenges. It's going to be maybe a tyre lottery all weekend.
Yeah, it's going to play a big factor in how things pan out, isn't
definitely
it?
Definitely is, you know, and you know the makeup of Donegal, it could be you know dry on one side of Donegal and wet on the back of it. So you know, as we say, it's going to be a definitely lottery out there.
Yeah, you would have done a lot of wrecking as well the weekend before, which was the Saturday and the Sunday. So is there much change given the change in the weather conditions to what you've already jotted down?
Suppose, yeah, last weekend we wrecked bone dry roads. You know, there's showers of rain last night and the roads were wet this morning. But if you look out the window here, you know, there's a breeze out there and it's dried again. Definitely, you know, shiny tar and breaking points are going to all change if it rains, and the forecast is for rain tomorrow anyway, and yeah, probably on into Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have to get a couple of feelers out there to see what's happening.
As the navigator to Kevin Eaves, is he the sort of guy that doesn't mind mixed conditions, or would he even favour a wee bit of wet water?
I think Kevin likes a bit of everything there, you know. You know, I suppose Kevin starting out in rallying, he relished in the wet, you know, and he's carried that through. So I suppose it gives the car maybe a wee bit of it, you know, takes it into his own with the likes of the Darians and the wet as well. So, no, hopefully we'll get a good run through it.
Yep. Is this your best chance to get your hands on a national title, do you feel, Chris?
Yeah, well, you know, it's up there with the machine. Yeah. We need Lady Luck on our side, though. You know, definitely Donegal's a major bit of luck on your side.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we think we're there, we have a very good chance of doing it. But we just need to be on the boil tomorrow morning. But we still need to be there on Sunday evening.
Yeah. Kevin, we'll bring you back in. Some of the guys around you on the intro list. Gary McPhillips, former winner here. Brian Brogan, the chairman, was all about it. Gary Kiernan, Jonathan Pringle, Stuart Darcy, Declan Gallagher, Adrian Hetherington, Kevin Gallagher and another Darian. Listen, the list goes on. There's about 20-odd crew drivers there that can steer the car to victory on Sunday. You have to beat all them. So you do. You're a national champion and a tarmac champion. Would you give it all up for taking victory in Donegal?
Funny question. Hey, sitting where I'm sitting today, I probably would. Like, you know, when you're here, I think Donegal is that one. Hey, if you can get it on the CV, it's king of the hill. Like, you know, a championship kind of plays out through different rounds and different competitors, and you come to Donegal, there's every top Mark II Escort in the country sitting on that road. Like, so if you can kind of, whoever comes out on top this weekend, hey, they deserve all the praises, because between luck, long rally, top competitors, everything, like, it's an all-round team event. When if you can win this, hey, you're the best. Like, it's simple as that.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin and Chris, many thanks for coming in, and we wish you all the best of luck this weekend with another go at Donegal.
Cheers, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley. Cheers.